Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes boys leading Russellville 29-27. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're actually joined by a couple of special guests. First one is Mount Holmes guard Leah Jackson after the Lady Bombers defeated Russellville tonight 52-25. Congratulations on the win, Leah.
Thank you.
It was a good way to wrap up non-conference play, to make sure get that good win. Everybody does their part to get this victory tonight.
Yes, sir.
So you were actually our Dewey and Sons player of the game. Ended up with 16 points tonight. How crucial is it to be able to not only get your shots from outside, but be able to get those layups, off turnovers, in transition?
Oh, so, yes, sir. It's very important, especially when they take away the post inside. They were triple and double teaming Anna Grace, and so it was very crucial for me and Emily, shooters on the outside, to be able to make those shots and get layups in transition.
Well, it's not a bad way to wrap up non-conference play. 11-2, win two out of three tournaments that you've been in. I would imagine the message this year has been just, it's just been an all around team effort overall this year.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations, and I know you'll be talking about Jonesboro. I mean, you probably already have a little bit, as you're going, when you get into 5A East play, that's when the real season, of course, starts. So just talk about how big these matchups are.
Oh, they're very big. They're very big. Yeah, we've had a great non-conference start, and we're ready to get into conference and get ready to play Jonesboro.
Well, Leah, thank you so much, and congratulations. Good luck Friday.
Thank you.
That was Mount Holmes guard Leah Jackson. Now I'm actually joined by another Mount Holmes girls guard. That is Abby Martin. Good evening, Abby.
Good evening.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
Well, we were just talking to Leah about it. It was a good win for the Lady Bombers tonight.
Yes, it was.
One of the things I love is to see, some of these players come out and, give it an all-around team effort, So we I'm sure that's something the coaching staff preaches every day.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, when you go to a game like this, I know it was kind of a little tough at first. Russellville came back that lead. How much do you think the preparation, because you guys, it's been a week and a half since you guys been on the floor, right?
Yes, it has. It's been a while.
Yeah. So how crucial is preparation for a game like this?
For this, with a conference game coming up Friday, Coach Lennon he didn't really talk about much. We went over the defense they play. We knew they play us matchups, so we practiced that a lot in practice. But we also practiced stuff to help us get ready for Jonesboro, even when we didn't talk about Jonesboro that much. But personally, I think preparation for games is is important.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned Jonesboro coming up, and so you've got a few days, and so they're going to always bring a tough matchup.
Oh, yes, they're going to be good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Abby, thank you so much, and again, congratulations on this win. We wish you good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
That was Mount Holmes guard Abby Martin. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home Boys leading Russellville 29-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Homes boys leading Russellville at the break 29-27. It was a good way to wrap up the first half of this game for Mountain Home. This is a very good Russellville team, again, ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Take a look at the scoring centers for both teams. So far, Mountain Home with two players with 9 points each. They are Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones. Also, 4 points for Satch Harris, 3 for Jake McGee, and 2 for Adam Sorrell. Also, 2 for Dawson Tabor, as he hit a pair of free throws late in the second half. Or late in the second quarter, that is. Excuse me. For Russellville, their leading scorer is Trey Allen with 9 points. 6 points for Ryan Sikowski off the bench, 4 each for Donya May and Taylan Peter. 3 for Grant Smith and 1 for Cade Schaefer. Well, so far this game has had 7 lead changes and 2 ties in it. Mountain Home has 5 turnovers so far, Russellville with 4. But right now, of course, the biggest stat is right now the scoreboard, Mountain Home with the 2-point lead here at the break. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Russellville 29-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.